The hygiene lab began gathering antibody test data from the state's more than 130 clinical labs last week. Alan Bateman is the assistant director of the lab's communicable disease division.
With these different approaches and different types of studies, we're hoping to get the best snapshot possible of the percent of people who have antibodies to this virus.
Early antibody tests were developed without much federal oversight, raising concerns about accuracy. Bateman says labs he's heard from so far are using tests authorized by the FDA, which makes them more likely to be accurate. People identified with coronavirus antibodies could donate plasma to treat others with the disease. It's not yet known whether the presence of antibodies offers protection against the virus or how long that may last. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.